Verse 17. So these are part of the practice of renunciation. They're difficult for normal people like us to practice this. So that's why many people, if you're talking about lots of renunciation, these, for some people, they understand very well, and maybe also especially had some experience of life, and then they have some conclusion that there is suffering in this life. Doesn't matter which kind of way you live. And as long as there is a thought, there is a possible suffering and happiness, these kind of occurs. So, and also still, as long as there is a realness in this life, we still have this kind of real feeling. And according teaching also too, since we have this grasping of the realness of the world, then we continue struggle in suffering. So it's said, that's why emptiness, shunyata, is very important to practice. For some degree, in the beginning, said emptiness or shunyata, when you heard this, some people have a more connection than others. Some people thought, oh, that's very true. A word like illusion, like dream, that is very true. For some people, it's impossible. It's like a dream or illusion. It's real. What is everything organized? Everything you can find the rules and the way of the things existent. There is a kind of cause and conditions. So why this is a emptiness about nature of emptiness? They don't have this kind of connection. According to Dharma teaching, they said this is because of the past lives, what kind of thoughts and training you had will impact current present life. And this life, what kind of education and habituation you create and will impact future lives. That is also somehow makes sense. You can see different people have a different opportunity to access kind of different fields or field information. Then you can see that impact. The impact is already there. So you can say, some people say, oh, all religion is a brainwash. There is nothing kind of a truth there. But we think if there is if you say, if there is a reality, then it's not brainwash, but you are more closer to the reality, what is the truth. Including science, these, we don't think this is a pure kind of a brainwash. Of course, there is a mistake and a misunderstanding about the phenomenon in different kind of a level of investigation. But toward the closer to the truth, always. So similarly, in Buddhist, if you talk about any phenomenon, including minds or mind, then it's you are closer to the truth. That consider as a kind of proper knowing, proper educational, understanding. So the renunciation, these are not easy to practice for kind of people who still have a strong grasping, which is we all like similar, have this attitude. And once you hear some teachings about emptiness and interdependence and these, then gradually you have a shifting kind of a mentality. which is when you are contemplating on this subject and some theories, and you are analyzing these things, natural of the things, I think including nowadays some teacher, Buddhist teacher, also happily encouraging people to study quantum physics, and that's why that's how some kind of similar theory. They say there is no absolute independent existence externally or something without mind itself in subtle level. And these theories are quite inspiring, and it's from scientific kind of way of finding. So scientists, some are also participating, very famous, some are these to read some Buddhist dialogues, Buddhist monks and scholars. And these, because of in scientific community, there are also a lot of discussion, arguments, and then disagreements. These, you cannot say this is exactly the same, but at least there is a ground or platform you can communicate and then explore more. And in some degrees, with the knowledge and with the meditation practice, and when you see phenomenon, or immediately when you see anything, things like objects, you immediately remember, or how do you say, realize, realization is coming, the first thoughts will come simultaneously with your thoughts. When you see and hear anything, you have a sense of understanding about the interdependent arising. That means the nature is, there is no intrinsic existence, but appearance, there is a causality and a law of cause and the condition, cause and effect. So then, in this level, you said it's a closer to the liberation. Mind in first thoughts, you already not grasping to the real, but immediately understand that is the nature of the emptiness. And when you think about an emptiness, you also not reluctant or in appearance. For some people think emptiness means we should reject all existence and appearance and denying our emotion and thoughts. It's not like that. But you understand the appearance, the emptiness, interdependent or related. And also similarly, it's a conflict or a difference, but they have this kind of a nature of empty, and also the vivid appearance. These qualities of all phenomena, including mind, there is a knowing quality, including material things, there is a kind of a form of existence. So these are kind of inner teachings, more emphasized this part, more kind of a clear teaching has taught in Vajrayana teachings. And but these are already Mahayana teachings, not Vajrayana teachings, this real Bodhisattva. And including some part of this is similarly, like especially in this chapter, it's like the Theravadan tradition, teaching of the Theravadan tradition, because renunciation emphasized in the Buddhist Sutrayana, or in this level, mostly emphasize, you can say, all Buddhist, whole Buddhist teaching emphasizes three principles of teaching, as said by Tsongkhapa. One section on is the renunciation practice, and on top of that, some maturity of this practice, then you should continue on the Bodhisattva teachings, including this book, like Great Compassion, Bodhicitta, with Great Emptiness or Shunyata. And then third one is the Shunyata itself. The Bodhicitta of divided to the two, relative truth and ultimate truth. Relative truth is the generate the great compassion, like for immeasurable compassion and six paramita in kind of livelihood or action. And then the absolute bodhicitta, it's totally talking about the emptiness and then the appearance itself. So the three categories, relative bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta, the second and third. So in this part, we can consider this as a, in this particular part is more like a renunciation, emphasized in Mahayana, but most, its main teaching in Theravadan tradition, Shunyata, of course Theravadan teachings related this not only renunciation, but also talking about selflessness and these teachings. And then why we should do this? This is obvious very clearly because there is a lot of engagement of social activities and also with fame, wealth, and also all sensory pleasures we are attached to. So in order to have a time and a space, you could to study more, focus on the internal the development, meditation, and more hearing and contemplation. So this request or suggest we should first kind of practice of renunciation, very important. Renunciation, it's a habituation. It's a kind of a renunciation of a habituation. It's not fully, you can say, depends on the habituation. If we don't have nothing, we are very poor, we don't have any wealth, but still we have a, we may have a strong kind of attachment to the world. You can say, oh, that means I don't need money or something, but money is the only one branches of what we touch to. We touch our life, our existence, our body, and kind of a flower, and anything that is considered, especially that is very said, it's a sense of ownership, thinking this is my tree, this is my kind of clothes, and also my family, and something. So my world and dream, my knowledge, and anything. If we have this strong ownership kind of feeling, then we have a more kind of craving, and with this create 84,000 different mental afflictions or something according to Dharma teaching. So let me see. I will read 17. Oh, I am rich and well respected. Lot of people take delight in me, nourishing such a complete, complacency. And later, after that, your fears will start. And this is said, wealth and respect, the power and anything. It's especially some parents or you become a leader of some group of people or country. And then these are kind of most power can corrupt people. Even some great used to people think it's a great revolutionary people. And then in the early date, they have a pure mind and to do anything to serve the society or country. But later on, very difficult to give up the power and anything like that. So these are commonly seen in the world. But some people, even not, it's not because of their studying Buddhism, but some people have this vision and then they will do some great things. I'm not sure in their whole life they are doing great thing, but in some moment they are doing very good thing. So, like people said, George Washington, right? He founder of America, look at this country. And then he kind of set the main kind of theory or the teaching, the system of leading this country, how it should work, this country functions. And then he's in the, able to kind of give away his kind of power. And then some people, even now in a democratic country, is still afraid of people. Once some people become a leader, and then they will never resign, something like that. Like Putin and the other people, they can change the law and everything. And then in Buddhist teaching, many teachers often said this one signal of good practitioners or not good practitioners. There are a lot of standards you cannot really apply to the people because mentality of the people are so sophisticated you cannot judge people anyway. But it said it's a low key. It's one important element people consider. Then I think many people think, oh, this because low-key is good, so I try to be low-key. I think these are also probably working and understandable. But internally, if their mind is tamed, as Pato Rinpoche, he said, it's like a soft, like walking with, be with the soft people who have a soft kind of a tender mind, heart, and it's like you sitting on a sofa or walking on a rug or something. And he said something different, but let me see. I don't have this word. Maybe mianhua, cotton, right? Yes, he said it's like the people walking on the cotton. The underfoot is very comfortable, cozy feeling. So he said, people, and what is a sign of for some teacher they feel afraid of, some student or even teacher himself or herself, is the ego. He said, more ego, more difficult. He said, I'm the smartest people, and I'm the wealthiest, famous, and I'm able to do this and that. My meditation is best, or I have a realization of highest something, or I'm often talking to the angel. I don't know. But if you are doing that, then maybe saying or not saying is different. Some people thinking not saying is much better. But if you not have those experience, then saying it, it's worth. So anyway, yes, please, see, I can.
Indeed, O foolish and afflicted mind, you want and crave for all and everything. All this together will rise up as pain itself increased thousandfold.
So craving or desire in modern days, I don't think normally education, these, if you do, you're not against law, and you're not breaking law, then you have a craving or something, maybe it's not negative for some society, some company, or this, their profit is the first priority. What is the problem to craving more revenue or something? And also encouraging in a whole country, I think capitalist also too, it's like that said, they were giving us convenience and more facility support, but also same time kind of raising the desire of having this and having that, and also this should be new and brand and continue pursuing new kind of level of comfort and these. But this is why they're not talking about any but liberated from the attached to the material and from slaving yourself because of craving mind ruin your kind of life. These. And in some level you have a desire but not satisfied, then people feel stress and frustration, even violence. This comes also craving itself also too. If you practice of some contemplation, renunciation, much you can balance yourself. Otherwise, like some people have an using nirvana, and then after a while, then they think the crystal or something is much effective, and then they use that. And even that now, after that, it's not, they have a more stronger development. I think each year, many things I heard. Also, recently some people told me they have a very talented kid, like daughter. They have a very good at this study in the school, in a school. And then eventually went to famous university, but influenced by their wealthy friends, they starting to kind of go to smoke and other activities, including after a while they have a pregnant, and then they have to drop school. They did something, breaking law, and eventually police showing up their family kind of house and arrest this kid. And then they kind of already, the mentor is like already very different than the before damaged kind of a person. And then working on one bar or something to give a liquid kind of a these works, and then the parents are very sad and crying. He said they raising these two kids for spending their whole life and energy and money and everything. In the end, they went to those kind of famous school, but now what they were doing is very kind of body and the mind both damaged. Kind of by the drug and other activities, so the seems very sad. I think this also due to too much. Even there is a danger. They know, of course, they are very smart people. They know everything, but with this craving, with this desire, they cannot control themselves very much. And little by little, they were falling into the trap, and eventually they hurt themselves. It's like that. So they're here, said you were kind of, they result in 1,000 times more, 1,000-fold what you get. There is a, with the craving, you get this little, you lost this more. That's somehow very true. Lost freedom, lost some happiness, or control of your own life and path. And also said, fundamentally, this craving, what you are craving to, it's not real. It's a temporary kind of experience, like a moon in the water or in a mirror, some kind of image, like flower in the mirror. And people who had gained wealth in a dream and wake up, you have nothing except that. Yesterday you had some kind of fun and happy, but in today you think, these are, it's like a dream, nothing, like a mirage, or it's like that. Mm. Yes, please.
Since this is so, the wise have no attachments. From such cravings, fear and anguish come. And fix this firmly in your understanding. All that may be wished for will by nature fade to nothing.
So they said wise people should not touch to particular kind of objects. These also including this create the future lower realms, reborn in the lower realms, fearful and difficult circumstances. And with this, we have a firm kind of understanding of a you cannot really gain any meaningful things, only temporary needs, but not life meaningful things from material things. And also that's why we said it's kind of there by their nature, fade to nothing. It's like a dream and an illusion. And how we can really see this way, I think it's a better, sometimes in a school or in society, there's a different warnings and then the consequences of this and that. But if you have a care your life and care others' life, for example, people who are selling drugs, they don't much have a compassion or caring care others. They want to gain more money or something. But for study Buddhism or study this compassion and renunciation, then consider anything to do anything to decrease others' suffering, increase others' happiness, and from short temporary to long kind of a goal. The long-term benefit is more important with this understanding. And this, I think you need to have some training. Training to, for example, there's a few kids, they said, oh, each kid give us a few candies, and then they said, you wait 2 hours, and then we will give another round. But if you eat these now, then you don't have a next time. You don't have the next kind of a round. You don't get kids a candy. For some kids, they wait, and patiently wait. For some, they wait half a time or something. For some, immediately, they don't care, just eat. Then the social study said people who have this tendency or capability to wait, it's much more successful after their life. They have a wait and a patiently, and they can see long-term kind of benefit, and then even they have to study hard or something, they can do that. Otherwise, temporary, that means even I can fool other people or some temporary people praising me, then it's enough, that's all, kind of attitude. I think these are important to train. I think all like that people or kids immediately eat candy, then because of the mentality or they don't pay attention to what people are saying, or they have only think about one angle. If they teach you, the kids, you should think of many different angles, then you judge things. then they may have developed those capabilities. This is also similar. Said the fame and wealth. These, of course, we understand these are in this life. They won't go after your life, even we like believe of a rebirth. But never somebody bring any penny of money. Say this is for my last day. Can we life, previous life? I don't understand it. Understandable. Understand this, and also no one say or maybe if you not known by people. Which your past life you are, then maybe people, you don't get any kind of good things from that. But in Tibetan reincarnation system, then I think people get benefit from last kind of previous Lama and the famous, and this Lama, they don't, they seem different, but people respect because of the reincarnation understanding or belief. And then one Chinese, one, my student, and she said, such a great Lama, she didn't met this Lama, but said she saw this picture and his teaching, wonderful, great. And the reincarnation she went to kind of pay homage to the reincarnation. And so when she saw this reincarnations, the previous Lama very high, very tall. This one is very little, very small. Immediately she said, this is not the right person. But then the way of teaching, talking and everything is very different. And then she said, she didn't say immediately, I don't believe or something like that, but she said, so different, that's very, very different. And then I would figure out if this understandable. Even though this monk or this reincarnation is truly from the previous one, but maybe not necessarily have to be peered in the same kind of feature and way, that is difficult to say, but the reincarnation is very, normally we can say nobody, no many people believe. I think in Buddhist theory, that is a reincarnation, everybody reincarnated. So it's nothing kind of wrong or new, but some identify specific people, this and this is the other one, and then it's very, sometimes not sure. And people not saying it's not because it's impossible to prove this is not or yes or not. But it's a like kind of a system. Even this system have a lot of human involvement and the power involvement on the other things. So it could be misused and misinterpret anything like that. And then it said also, if you have a name and wealth, sometimes it create more trouble to you, and not really what you want or what you the way of, you want to happens or develops, and sometimes. Because of wealth or something, there are a lot of endless problems and fame. Sometimes it's very useful, very good. That's why people are pursuing that. For some, sometimes it's people rather they don't have those things. That's why I think ancient time in the new royal family members, they will renounce everything and go to forest and this story and a lot of these happens in China also. Maybe China, not many, but I heard some people say second Qing Emperor. You can say in Qing Emperor maybe it's first, but the previous one, the father is very famous, but Qing Emperor. And some people say this is not true, this is just folk story. Some people say that he went to this in 20 something years old, not very old. He's become emperor, very powerful. He met with the Dalai Lama, went to Beijing and meet this emperor. And then after that, he said, this person is devoted to Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism especially. He went to Wu Tai Shan and become kind of practitioner or something like that. And in Korea and Japan, there are also some stories of a king and the family members or something to renounce everything and went to study. And the recent one is the Myanmar president. I don't remember his name. A few years ago, of course, his time over the election and to 任期怎么说的来着？ 总统任期那种，总统任期。 Maybe he's become a president, and you have a limited time to occupy that position. What is this time called? Yes. Yeah, then after that, he didn't kind of do the previous one. Dan Shui is quite a, a term of serve or something. His time is there. And many people thought Aung San Suu Kyi may not able to become leader of that country. And then, I forgot this person's name, but he went to one monastery. He devoted to one master, younger than him, I think. And then after his day of finished his term of service, and then next day, immediately he went to monastery, shaved his head and his robe, clothes, took his monk's robe, and then I was a little bit happy, even though now still you can see politicians like a high position, they also still have this on the kind of inspiration, these pursuing in this way. It's kind of remarkable for me.
那这上面那个读一下啊，看中文有，若有人回我赞誉何，是这个吧？ 赞誉何足惜，若有人赞我，机会何足忧。
That before we say the fame is and benefits or material wealth is very important for people and to pursuing these. In life, I think if you say, oh, I'm very famous and you have a lot of money, most people congratulate you and the family members or friends or also happy for you, something like that. But if you practice of renunciation, say, what's the use of this? And then people may think, are you crazy? And you are not fit in this working life. Maybe, but the different path. Sometimes it's said, you can have a fame and a wealth in Mahayana traditions, but how you use it and the way of use it, you use it, and motivation of behind of this kind of intention, motivation, what is your goal, what is your agenda or purpose, that is most important. Even though you have a lot of wealth, but doesn't mean you have a, mostly people attach to wealth, but with the practice, you may able to achieve without attachment, to strong attachment. And then even these are some kind of source to help others fulfill your aspiration to help others. Buddhist teaching often say help other people are very important, and but if you don't have anything to help others, then compare people do have a lot of resources to help others, then what is difference? For yourself, you don't have to be, you don't have to have a lot of money or something, become a standard Buddhist to help others, but mind itself. He said, if you have a wealth, but you don't have this kind of aspiration, altruistic mind, then while you are helping others, but maybe increasing the attachment of yourself is possible. And also possible you have the resource and also very altruistic mind, and you don't touch to kind of self, too much kind of self centered ego, kind of egomania at least. And also if you don't have anything, you're still on the path of realization, total realization. Even only aspiration alone, it's very important. It's why I say in this first level, renunciation level, they were not talking about much about the how to help others first. They say help others, it's in keeping your mind. And first help yourself, and then you help others. There's a gradual path into path to enlightenment. If most people say, oh yeah, I'm in a worldly life, but I can do practice, I'm already renounced a person. Maybe, but most case it's not that kind of wonderful kind of circumstances, wonderful kind of situation. So how you practice, and you just say, I'm not touching to my body, my life, and anything. Then you do such a kind of a practice in solitude area to check yourself. And then that time you too missing your home or something, you cannot sitting there for months or something, you hurrying, running to the city or something, then it's a clear sign still there's attachment. So, so Mahayana teaching or often said, not able to help others, but you have a intention, want to help others. That is already you are in a community of Mahayana inspiration or the sort of aspiration towards the great kind of vehicle, Mahayana teachings. And once you have this mind of help all sentient beings, that kind of a mind, then even though immediately you don't have the capacity or capability to help other, you have a continually journey into the one day you are capable to help. So inspiration or the aspiration of still some people may say, oh, you're not helping others, you're in a solitude area by yourself, and you just talking and thinking, it's nothing use. But it's not like that. even you think you admire other people can do, or this theory itself, you agree, and you kind of have some touch to your kind of mind, then already it's a great kind of a deal, great important for this. And here said, if some people criticizing me, some people praising me, that is happening, happens all the time. In family members, even sometimes they say, oh, you are not doing good and you should do better. Or some you think they didn't even say, but they're thinking that way. Sometimes it's you achieve a little bit or great something, they were happy and praising you. And this happens, or including your enemy or strangers, friends, or and the fame could be in different kind of a cover to different people. Maybe animal, your dog and the cats, these don't know what you're famous or not. They don't care. Maybe some kids also, they don't care much. Some kids, they care. They are very, very smart now. But it's when it's you criticize people, you have a criticized by people, don't be sad and angry, but think about there are many people still kind of praising you, or love you, support you, or something. But once you have a lot of people praising you, or one person, or some, you still think, I won't follow kind of one side or extreme, the other side extreme, two extremes. But it's always remain in the balance, in the middle. It's much better. But the thoughts and the speak and the act, often the middle ground is of most safe ground and the peaceful ground. And these are, I think, important. Some people say, oh, you know many things. Then one monk, I remember, he said, he often think about, he don't know technologies and even computer, how to use computer. Then this kind of immediately bring him some kind of a stable ground mind. And that's true. Some people may say, oh, what do you know? And you know nothing, something like that. And then you also think, oh, yeah, I know something. You know something I don't know, but I know something you don't know. Something. It's like balancing the mind, not too attached to either kind of. And it's also, I think these are very important to mature human mind. Otherwise, people too much dependent on others' kind of eyes, how they look and how they judge you or something. And some little praise, they're very happy and overjoyed and jumping and something, doing something. And some criticism, even people say, yes, it's stupid or something. Then they'll even immediately cry, say, well, how you can say this to me? And they're very real. They can, Buddhist, I think a teacher said, how human being, it's, there is a kind of proverb said, birds, they're kind of digging and they're often kind of eating something. But what do you, there are so many times they were kind of, the head go down to the earth and then look around and again, at in Tibetan proverb, they said, birds, every time he kind of dropped his head, and that doesn't mean he, this birds are eating worms. He's just kind of nodding down or something, kind of by habituation, maybe, I don't know, it's the checking something is eatable or something. And they said also similarly, by a human being, you don't have to take care serious every words of it came from this, maybe thought this sometimes careless words. because there are not, sometimes people doesn't mean it, but not fully can explain or easily kind of misunderstand. But you, for your job is you kind of, by any people saying anything, you, of course, you can hear and respect others' words and pay attention to listen. But if not healthy and not real or something, it's kind of, you can see from their negative emotion, then you don't necessarily you have to catch everything, you have to take everything. But instead, you bring some, garbage, you can say, oh, I will put this fear here, and you can throw in this words to this garbage, and I want to bring to the, my mind or something. And I hope you kind of, these words, I think, important. Something useful, you take it. Something not very useful, you just leave it. Then it's much kind of, you don't have to be very emotional, something. And I think these are also related to the realness. If you think this is real, everything is too good realness there, then the, very happy or sad, easily kind of a too extreme emotion is possible, frequently come to your mind. If once people say, oh, they're praising, but it's just their kindness, their kind of a love and a tenderness, happy, kind of a showing the gesture of that, doesn't mean I'm like that. So then it's much better. So many are the learnings, leanings. So much are the leanings and the wants to be, two wants of beings, that even Buddha could not please them all. Of such a wretch as me, no need to speak. I will give up such a concerns with worldly things. So you said this is a great, so you cannot please everybody. You just, it's also, how to say? Sometimes you just say, be yourself. Everything is be yourself. Not, that is also one extreme, too extreme. One is that the please everybody, that is also extreme. You should go between the ground, safe line, or it's a, why you are being yourself, but at the same time you understand the kind of human needs and care about others, care about you, how to say, sometimes it's, if you are stable, others will stable. If you are not stable, others also can be kind of disturbed. So make sure yourself in the kind of middle way and stable, then everything much easier. Much easier. Otherwise, this is very beautifully said. Even Buddha, that Buddha could not please them all. And because of sentient beings, there are a lot of different thoughts and acts, way of doing things, and want a lot of needs on this. So it's very important. Yes, please, you can read.
People scorn the poor who have no wealth. They also criticize the rich who have it. What pleasure can derive from keeping company with people such as these, so difficult to please?
That's something somehow true. for most society, I think people, for some compassionate people, they don't have this problem. Even they are more weak or some troubles than some, for some teacher or some compassionate person who have a more showing more kindness and care towards elderly people or disabled person or some kids or something, to not really. But here is the rich and poor. I think value system or the how we from society, from school, what is the value teaching of different values, value teachings? It's very important. Used to in some many countries, if you have nothing, very poor, but you have some. Your proper act, everything, you have a moral, something, people will really highly respect these people, especially in a village or something. Used to, I remember, in I think a Confucian, this system or the tradition, also similar, that respect parents, it's a very high priority. And even in Korea nowadays, I think some in sense maybe changing, I don't know much about them, but it said eating or more normal lives, they can see, you can see how they have to kind of, this is social order, like you have to respect. If your parents don't eat, you shouldn't kind of use your chopstick or something, eat first, you wait for the orderly. And Central Asia, all that you have to let other the orderly, like sometimes it's maybe not fair, but orderly or something, respected person kind of eat first, and then male, something other, you know, young and something, and then women. So that, I don't think this is a good kind of a system, but at least I agree with the children have a more respect towards their parents. With their kindness, they can go and study and a lot of doing things like that. But here in America or other places, less kind of, so there's a word, 孝顺的,怎么说的? 孝道. I think there's a particular English word, how is it? It's a kind of culture or it's a moral kind of elements you should have is respect parents and elderly people, something like that. Filial parents or something, some purity. Filial. Filial, isn't it? They 全部读起来。 全部有读,不然你读一半,别人不知道. Filial piety. Yes, yes. So it said, they will not judge you because you have what you have, but who you are is more important in some society. If you are stealing and doing bad things, people may have some opinion that they don't immediately show they don't respect you, but in underground, undermine, there is something. If it's you have nothing, but you are an honest person, then people are showing some kind of respect deeply. And that's why in ancient India, also, what's it called, the 仙人怎么说来着？就是印度那种仙人。I think sadhu, like this sadhu. Yes, sadhus, yes. These are, according to some history, they said they're one of their kind of most important, their quality is honest. then they don't have nothing or something, but people have this deep respect towards them. Even said that some, let's say, wealthy people or powerful people, they're also afraid of this sadhu because they were too very honest, and they kind of, how to say, one way they don't have wealth, they are poor, but the other way, spiritual, innerly, they are very rich, even other people shattered by that kind of quality. So it's like that. But nowadays it's less, I think, less important. These are considered as a beggar or something, extreme people or something, or a minority or something. And nowadays you have to show your kind of important cell phone or maybe cell phone is not important, but how people are showing their wealth way of doing it's sometimes they do in a name car something important figure seems there, but then some are, how do you say, 我说的不清楚啊，清楚，不清楚。 It means nowadays people are more judge people by what you have. If you, immediately you are very nice, very altruistic or good person, but if say I'm poor people, then immediately they will put you in a down or not important list or something. But if you are, say, oh, you're a criminal or something, you would kill a few people, but I have $1 billion, something, then maybe it's, oh, this adorable person, who are you? That's something that I'm just exaggerating, but it's a little bit like that. So one, sutra, they said, it's a society, it's like a animal, wild animal society sometimes, in a human society. It's a kind of wrathful society. And in this environment, we don't really get happiness. And people who closer to the fool and have wrong views, wrong pursuing for different kind of not proper kind of values in life, and then even though you have a wealth and something temporary joy enjoyment, but it's not that meaningful. So this is kind of people who want to practice renunciation and who have a inner value, more pursuing inner values. Yes. Who's that? Yes, please. Yes.
In kindness, challenged beings take no delight unless their own desires are satisfied. A challenged person, thus, is no true friend. This is what the Tathagatas have declared.
Wonderful. Very good. So, it's so then, even sometimes there is no kind of genuine friends, a friend driven by the wealth, money, or something, or these. Some people go to social activities, they often say, oh, which kind of person is useful, which person I meet or engage with them, what benefits I get. Or if you say, I know somebody, something poor, something, no one say, oh, can you introduce this person to me? And I want to make friends. If you say, oh, I know something, it's a very powerful way, then people may say, oh, can you invite this person or something? So also, this is understandable in one way, you can say. But in Chinese also words, 什么熙熙攘攘的是不是? 众人熙熙什么？众说皆为利人利往什么？皆为利人。It's I don't really fully remember, but it said all people are running and towards something and parting from somebody, something that these for the gain benefit, gain more some kind of benefit. So for this, it said, without something to gain, there is nothing to satisfy. Without satisfying their own desire, there is no delight. And then this way, for practitioners, they have two different, different goals and way of life. Then associate or company with those people who have a very strong worldly desires, it's not very useful, or you cannot help others, then you should kind of avoid to engage with these people too much. If you have a letter to offer or something, they, I don't know, it's but they offer more, you have to think whether it's really necessary needs or kind of spoil people. It's like that. And then this Moonlight Sutra also said, people who have a strong worldly desire or their value is material values, then we should, well, not we should, but they said, for people who practice in the renunciation, you shouldn't associate too much. And you, even though you have wanted to, it's kind of a say something useful, Dharma teachings, even to help them, but they don't really have a devotion or interest. Well, instead, they may angry and they even kind of suspicious, more suspicious. And they said, then it's not thing useful. You should renounce and then to how do you say, practice, cultivate teachings by for yourself. So then it's more happier kind of part. This is said, then what you're doing, you don't like this, you don't associate with these people. what you wanted to do? Then he said, you, what the person who want practice renunciation, then he said, go to very natural environment, with the kind of wooden land, and all surrounding it's a natural kind of birds and different trees, different flowers, and with the natural fragrance, and you, no one really kind of say something bad thing to others or something to you or anything like that, judging and gossiping and a lot of argument, fighting, even these. But you hearing, it's very pleasant. What you see is pleasant. What you smell and touch, and even you sleep, no one bother you. So it's a very wonderful kind of a, you, for the practice of the inner, remote area, solitude area, also requested some safety issues. Said there's no kind of eating human animals. And where there is no disease or poisoning kind of a animal, like too much snakes or scorpion or something, these. And not too hot or too cold, but a pleasant place, easy to access to water, and not too far from human kind of a community. And not many people were towards you and often kind of coming to you, but the more secluded area, these. So keep the mind towards a mind towards all sentient being, compassion towards all sentient being. And then it's, as we said before, even you are not doing much, but keep this altruistic mind already, or it's enough for the practice of renunciation. And keep this and delight. You are not helping others, but with this mind, you will be happier. with compassion. And then Longchenpa, one great Nyingma teacher, he said, you should practice in a solitude area, even though you are practicing the renunciation, but at the same time, you have to often always keep in mind, help yourself and help others. Through help yourself, then finally you want to help all sentient beings. So while you leave your own wealth and benefit and the enjoyment, you abandon this kind of worldly pleasure, what is the purpose? It's helping others. So that's why first you withdraw this from the lot of craving, attachment, and then social, the mundane activities, life. But with if you don't study, practice, and then you live in a wild area, then it's nothing useful. It said also, the temporarily peaceful life, maybe it's there, but not really meaningful life. So we should study before you go to a solitude area. At least you already have some knowledge. And after that, you also continue to hearing and reflecting, study, and meditating. And hearing, there is an increase of wisdom. And ask questions and debate or contemplations, then also another gaining another level of wisdom. And then you have some kind of analyze, finally kind of there's a conclusion of what is right and wrong, what is the view and what is practice. Then you put into action and the practice with meditation and post-meditation, then you will gain another level of realization. This is a kind of, one is theoretical wisdom, and one is the actualizing wisdom, realization of truth through the inner experience, or awakening, kind of a nature of mind. And then it's most important. In this area, what you should do is you're still quite busy in quiet and relaxed and with that in atmosphere or environment.
我们时间是快到了吗？还是也差不多了啊？
I think maybe we should stop here, and then maybe in this week, or two. Next week we don't have a class, but at least maybe we try 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Doesn't matter how long you have. Maybe 1.5 days. If with the shade and then what is it, glove and jacket and hat, something, you can go to a pleasant place like a park or something. And sit and meditate and reflect these teachings, what we had before. And and also compare it to real life. It's that these teachings are relevant, and how relevant is in this life and yourself. If it is important or relevant, then how I can apply it to the life. And the seriousness and the so importantness of this worldly life will decrease. And then you can kind of give up or move on, or you are not kind of trick your emotion too much. Anything happens, happily accept, and then no worry. Something you have to, you know, something happens, you don't accept the situation. For example, if my body is sick, then of course you have to find a solution to cure my body. But at the same time, I accept what is situation and condition now. Or you do some interview, something fails the interview. Then immediately I accept that is a failure, but I can do next better. Next do some preparation more. Or some people doing plane, catch airplane, then didn't catch airplane, then they were angry towards people who selling the, you know, working on an office or something, they were throwing something even, then one it's more like baby and crying and jumping and something. Shaking their four kind of two hands and two legs. Yes. And then some people are angry, mad, and then showing very hurrying, and then said, I have a very important something waiting for me or something there. But if you, everything is kind of doable every way. And then even there's a big, something missed, your events or something, contract you didn't sign, but these are most lost, maybe big, but you can see this is not the end of your life and your world. Then you say, well, it's what is reality, you should apply properly, but if it doesn't work, fit or work as you want, then you accept, you put your effort and the rest you all accept. That's already great kind of a renunciation. So we maybe could do, even you don't have to go outside, but you can, daytime you do kind of 1 hour meditation with this, you can read and from beginning this chapter and then maybe 10 verses, then you stop and then next time you read 10 verses and analyze more. And in this, then you're really observing some teachings and eventually you have the capability to kind of any time you have to move on or leave something, suffering, happiness and attachment, leave behind. It's something capable to do it. Not much kind of a struggle or problem. You don't angry, but peacefully, even happily. It's anything could happen, any way of things, there is a beauty of happening in this way. So, you know, if you say one way is only way, then there are a lot of problem. Then we, from here, yeah, we dedicate. Yes. Nepal, only a few days, I mean, 10 days. Yeah. Yes, Nepal, yes. Yes, that's right.
Week after?
Week after, yes, we do have a, I think we will check. I think I will come back and on the, let me see. Oh, Saturday, it's 17th. I may only able to reach here 18th. What? So that, 18th? Yeah, maybe then it's 2 weeks, they don't know, no class.
2 weeks,
no class. Yeah, I may come back in that 18th. Oh. So 17th is Saturday, so it's kind of one day. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, please. Go ahead. 35. Yes, 30, yes. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all the spiritual following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious one throughout three times. All the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate to practicing of the sublime. By thus merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from ocean of existence. May all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete a collection of merit and wisdom and attain sukhikayas that arise from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby many every enemy, mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. And also, I think I wanted to mention this. Or Eliza, this, she finished some important practice. It's a preliminary practice. It's a five kind of parts of the practice, 100,000 practice. These are very, not in from this way of practice, it's from, I think it's Jinalimba. And before that, I'm not quite sure, but he's a very famous yogi, and intense training he was doing. It's a very important kind of a way of practice, because he afraid of people, too much goes to intellectuals, and then eventually there's no action. And intellectual understanding is very fragile, and also could be erased immediately, not very stable, not rooted in realization kind of a capability. And that's why I say in Buddhist teaching often say, you have to be a good human being first. And then you can become a good practitioner. And then for this, in one side, it's we have to do. Sometimes it's called two accumulations. One is knowledge, and realization. That's two. That's part of the knowledge, realization, and the knowledge. Theoretic understanding. And another part is a kind of a accumulation of a merit. That means the action, daily normal action, you really dedicated or practice certain amount of kind of a practice that is associated with renunciation also too, and also bodhicitta. And also understand that we normally say the refugee, but it's there are so much meaning and layers understanding refugee, what to refugee, to whom, to kind of what. So eventually first is Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. It's Buddha is enlightenment, state of mind. Dharma is the way of the enlightenment, the gradual path or sudden path. And the Sangha is kind of companion or friends, that the virtuous friends, we kind of grow towards this enlightenment with these kind of people who kind of support each other and encourage each other. But in a Buddha also, there's, as we said, the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmakaya, there's a more complicated kind of understanding about eventually Buddha pointing to the wisdom itself, reality. Buddha, of course, awakening and realization, it's all wisdom aspect, but it's specifically saying emptiness, or realization of emptiness and appearance, how this relationship is most important. And in Dharma, there's a lot of systematic theory and teachings about this, how you achieve it. And then it's like that. So, you know, it's a long time. I think it's if you have a job and a family, you have to take care of in practice. These are almost like, in nowadays, it's a very, you have to be very dedicated, determined to practice this. So even that's why some people say in nowadays, modern days, we don't shoot, we don't practice preliminary kind of, it's called hundo practice. It's to request too much time and then energy on this. But in authentic teachings in Tibet, if you don't have that hundo, most people don't share that highly, kind of a highly, important teachings, generally, especially it's called Mahamudra or Mahasandhi or Dzogchen, these teachings, they are always, request. I think there's a good reason, not because they want to kind of, save this teaching for something, but there's a great important kind of a reason behind why this, request. Some even say, who can guarantee or who can prove you did this practice? And then you have to let other people, like in a school, you go to university or something, you have some people's back up. Is giving you a suggestion letter or something, I don't know, it's like that. Similarly, in Tibet, I think most authentic teachers, it's like that. And some are more open to teaching everything, especially in the West, teaching Buddhist teaching teachers, including some Tibetan teachers. I think they were more open, but there's consequences and problems also too. With these kind of highest teaching become popular, public, it's sometimes they create, sometimes you thought these students able to, of course, it's words they can read, seemingly it's good, but suddenly you saw that there's no fundamental, it's ice, kind of you build up a high, foundation is ice, but you build a very nice storage kind of, building, then fragile, something happens, then they immediately collapse. So it's with this high teaching no value with this situation. So anyway, we were going to rejoice, and today, it's, as I said, very happy for you to this lady here. she took, I think, 8 years and then to practice this. Very good. Thank you very much. Don't also under a good junior so back on my reception time shell as on YouTube. So now they time shell so back. Don't know any border non punchy junk. You gone on show or long to back. To be in solid indoor or door show. Thank you very much.